Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 18th of September 2009 and the time is 8:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
I'm Robert Sutter, I'm 20 and I'm from Dundee.
How are you today?
I'm alright, thanks, yeah.
Can I ask?
Can
I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
Just the idea of participating in it. I saw it on when they announced what was going to happen. I'd been watching the run-up of what was getting chosen to go on the plinth, and obviously the other ones that they'd thought about putting on, and I thought, well, that one sounds good, and if I could participate, I would. Yeah.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you then decide how you were going to spend your hour?
When I found out, I was really, really pleased, but sort of thought, well, 6 weeks away, I had to plan out what I was going to do, and right up till now, I haven't really fully decided. I've got poems and stuff I might read out, songs, but I don't fully know yet. Right.
And what are the poems?
Poems I've written myself, poems by other people as well, songs and stuff just by various artists, that sort of thing.
And why did you decide to possibly read poems and songs?
Just because it's something I thought would be fairly easy to do. It didn't involve having to carry tons of stuff up and just carry a bag of my own things, I suppose. I've not read out poems in a while, so, yeah.
Okay. And how are you feeling about standing on the fourth plinth now that you're actually here?
Going up, I'm fine about it. Maybe I'm a bit nervous maybe about reading stuff out, but going up will be fine, yeah.
And what kind of experience are you hoping to have overall by taking part in One Another?
Just a really good one, you know, that I won't be falling off or anything. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself?
Alright. I suppose I'm living in Dundee at the moment. I attend uni there, I live with my partner. Working during the summer, just a way to start uni again, finish my fourth year, graduate with a marketing and business degree. Don't know what else to say about myself, really. Or a boring life, I suppose. Never getting enough sleep because I'm always up first thing in the morning.
Are you from Dundee originally?
I'm not, no, I'm originally from a wee town near Stirling called Tullycootery. Lived there. I was born in Fife, I was born in Dunfermline, grew up in Tullycootery, went to school and everything there then. Originally I started university in Edinburgh at Queen Margaret, lived there for a year, lived at home for a year and grew, just commuted into Edinburgh to go to uni, and then I decided to switch and start third year at Abertay, moving with my boyfriend up there. Same degree pretty much right through though, yeah, different experience, three different unis because it was a change of campus for the second year, so yeah, exciting.
Why did you decide to change unis?
Just partly I was fed up with it when Queen Margaret decided to move, when they moved campus, the new campus, it just mopped everything up and thought I don't want to spend another 2 years here, thought I'll probably easily get into Abertay, same degree, same sort of thing, so that was why partly, yeah.
And can I ask about your upbringing?
Yeah. What about
it? What was that like?
Fairly, I suppose, normal. Mum and dad. That's it. I've got two brothers, one older who's with me today. He's 28. I've got a sister, she's 26. And I've got a younger brother who's 13. I'm 20, so it's a fairly big spread between my wee brother and my big brother, 15 years there. That was it. Lived in a fairly normal house. Normal upbringing.
Is it rural where you grew up?
It's semi-rural sort of area. It's 5,000 people, and it's wee villages all along that are roughly about 5,000 people. It's close to Stirling, about 45 minutes away from Edinburgh, Glasgow, sort of central Scotland, so it's sort of in the middle. It's not that far from Dundee either, so it's easy for me to get back home. Yeah.
And have you always lived in Scotland?
Yeah, all my life, yeah, I've lived in Scotland, yeah.
Are you Have you got any plans to leave Scotland at any point, do you think?
I don't know, yeah. I'll wait and see once I've got my degree out of the way and plan what I do that. I don't know whether I'll be easily able to get a job or whatnot, but that'll be... wait until it comes.
And why did you decide to do marketing?
Just because it was what interested me at the time. I mean, it was a bit of... I mean, with hindsight, I kind of regret doing it now because it's probably not the best thing for me to do, but given we get forced to decide at 16, I was when I started applying for universities, you just don't know what to do at that age, you know? So I just thought I was good at business management, I'll do marketing. It sounds exciting enough. I know what marketing is, everybody does. Well, people's perceptions can be different, I suppose, but yeah, that was why mainly, yeah.
And are you enjoying it?
Well, I mean, eventually I realised my third year, no, I hate it, but I may as well finish it now. I'm nearly finished, that's it, I'll get to the end of it. I'll have a degree at the end of it, a Bachelor Honours degree actually, but yeah, so that's why.
And what are your passions in life?
Don't really know, don't have much passion really. Just sort of get on with things. I like music, I like poems. I don't write as much now as I used to when I was younger. Like I say, it sounds terrible given I'm not that old, but films, TV, shopping, spend too much on shopping. Especially bad being in London. that sort of thing.
What kind of poems do you write?
Well, I was looking actually, funnily enough, before coming down here, I was looking through them and I was raking through the cupboard looking at, because I've still got poems back from when I was like 14, 15, way back, and they're all sort of really depressing, sad poems, love poems, yeah, that sort of thing.
Would you like to write more poetry?
I try, it just sort of depends whether it comes, you know, it's not really a desperate like, need, it's not a need. But it just sort of comes and goes sometimes, yeah.
And what are your ambitions?
I don't really know at this stage, as I've already said, graduate, wait and see what happens then. Hopefully get a decent job, not be stuck in some horrible job like I am now. Yeah, that sort of thing, yeah.
What job are you doing at the moment?
Working McDonald's. Customer care assistant in McDonald's, so yeah, get a shirt and tie, but yeah, it's not great at all. After working full time over the summer, that's it. I don't want to work full time there again. I'm just going to work weekends, and that'll eventually just get fed up and pack it in because it's just exhausting. And I get paid like barely anything an hour, £4.90 an hour for working there. Don't like it.
Is it, how do you manage working and studying at the same time?
I managed it okay. I mean, as I said, I work part-time when I'm during uni and it works out fine, really. You know, you only work weekends and you get away with doing all the uni work during the week, you know, plus I barely in bloody uni. 8 hours last semester a week, so.
How would you describe yourself?
Personally? We didn't know. I know how everybody else would describe me, but you know, happy, sort of go-lucky person, but I don't really know. I don't think about that much. I just try and be myself and get through the day, that sort of thing.
You mentioned your partner. Can I ask you to say a bit about your partner?
He's 31, so he's a bit older, but I love him all the same. Known him a few years now, moved in last May, so that's about a year and a half now. Living together since then, works, he's a senior search engine analyst, as he likes to say, so he works with the internet.
Can I ask about your experience of coming out, or how that
Yeah, sure, what about that?
What's
it? It was one of these things, high school, and most of my friends knew anyway, so it's not like I really needed to come out as such. They all had realised I'm not exactly that unobvious. I remember telling my mum, but it's one of these things. She's like, me and your dad knew anyway. Doesn't bother them either way, you know. She's perfectly happy. My mum's probably better off, but more proud of me being gay than I am. It's one of these situations, yeah. But yeah, that's my experience of being gay, I suppose. I've had it fairly easy. So you get all the homophobic comments at school and stuff, but that's regardless of whether you actually are gay or not. It's just idiots at school that don't seem to understand anything, which there's quite a bit of at my school, considering where I'm from, backward area. They're not as tolerant there as they are elsewhere, you know. But it's not been that bad in comparison to other people, you know. Their parents throw them out of the house at 16 because they're an abomination to God. And most other sort of, you know, partners, sort of boyfriends and stuff I've had when I was younger, their parents have been okay with it in the main anyway, you know. So it's been a fairly decent PC.
And then, what's important to you at your in your life at the moment now?
Just trying to stay happy. I mean, I've sort of been ups and downs over the years. Finishing my degree, getting a decent job. That's the main worry at the moment, really. Yeah. Making sure I keep on top of money and not spending too much. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add about taking part in this project?
Not really, no. No, that's everything I've said, Ma. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.